Liebe Brüder und Schwestern, ganz
dear brothers and sisters, I greet you all
in den kostbaren Namen
very warmly
Herrn Jesus
in the precious
Christus
name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome you,
auch besonders die
in particular those who have come from far to visit us.
Oleg,
we have our beloved brother Oleg from Portugal in our midst. We welcome in a special way also other brothers who have come from far. We also greet our brothers and sisters who are joining us online, worldwide, who are listening. We have greetings once again from so many brethren who are joined with us. We want to mention them quickly. Greetings from Brother Valodia from Krasnodar, from Russia. Greetings from Brother Vladimir Bashkirin, Brother Alexander. Then greetings from Kishinev. Then we have greetings from the Azores Islands. Two times we have greetings from the island Corvo. Then greetings from Australia, greetings from Armenia and Georgia. Our beloved brother Etienne Genton was there right now and he visited our brothers and they are all sending greetings. Then also the brethren from the Ukraine are sending greetings. Then we have greetings from brother Motika from Johannesburg, greetings from brother Stephanie from Yokohama, Japan. Greetings from Brother Leonard from Cape Town, Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Philemon from Pretoria, Brother Kulumba from Kananga, Brother Valentine from Kinshasa, Brother Ilonidas from Burundi, Brother Distin from Ghana, Brother John from Ottawa, Canada. Greetings from Auckland, New Zealand. Greetings from Cape Town, from Brother Bruce. Greetings from Brother Saleh. Then greetings from Brother Zulu from South Africa. Then from Brother Felbus from London. Brother John Martin from Abidjan. Greetings from Brother Yapi, also from Abidjan. Then greetings from Brother Enoch from Mali. Then greetings from the brethren from Brindisi, Italy. Greetings from Brother Joseph, Atlanta. Brother Ferry from Hungary. Greetings from Brother Gibret from the Ivory Coast. Brother Inazio from Mozambique. Then Brother Javier from Kigali, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. Greetings from Brother Lupondo from South Africa, Brother Caleb from Nigeria, Brother Chovava from Zimbabwe. These are all the brothers who are joined with us. And most probably they will listen tonight. There will be a large number, greater than we are gathered here. Then let us sing a couple of songs for the glory of the Lord. Let us start with song number 19. Song number 19. Hold the Four. Number 19. Hold the Four.
Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming, Jesus' signal still. Wave the answer back to heaven, by His grace we will. See the mighty host advancing, Satan leading on. mighty ones around us falling, courage almost gone. Oh, the far I am coming, Jesus signaled still. Wave the answer back to heaven, by thy grace we will. See the glorious banner waving, hear the trumpet blow. In our leader's name we triumph over every foe. Jode the four, for I am coming, Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven, by thy grace we will. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander, cheer my comrades, cheer.
Amen. Yes. Forward. Courage. Hallelujah. Let us remember the people of Israel when they crossed the River Jordan, when they entered the Promised Land with Joshua. But onward was also the Lord as the highest of the Lord of Hosts. The Lord of Hosts was leading on. We want to walk forward with the Lord. Be faithful. How wonderful. Amen. Now, let us sing song number four. Song number four. There is power in the blood. Number four.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Oh, how wonderful. Brothers and sisters, the holy blood of the Lamb of God was shed for all our sins. And there is power in it, overcoming power. Brothers, sisters, we are under the covering of the blood. Remember Israel, when they were in Egypt, there was just the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost. And this was a protection from the destroying angel. And today we are under the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan is walking around like a roaring lion, tries to devour whoever gives an ear to him. But brothers and sisters, we are hearing what the Good Shepherd tells us. And we are under the protection of the blood. And nothing can harm us. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Now, I would like to read us a word for introduction before Brother Alfred Borg comes to pray with us. We read from the prophet Malachi, chapter probably 4. Malachi chapter 4. Oh, wait, 16. This is a different verse. Malachi 3, verse 16. Malachi 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, brothers and sisters, a very serious word. Malachi spoke, in Malachi are very serious words for our days. And we all know the verses which are standing at the end. The most important promise before the great day of the Lord comes, that he would send the prophet Elijah. But here it's really about the true children of God who have fear for him, who his name he revealed, not only reverence before him, but who really have respect before him. And God said, when they spoke with one another, they that fear the Lord, there's nothing more glorious when those speak to one another who fear the Lord. They speak no fantasies. They speak about the blessings of God. They speak about the great things God has done for them. And then it says, verse 16, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. Brothers, sisters, what are we talking about with one another? What are we speaking with one another? What is with us when the service is over? Of what do we speak after the service? About the new house, about the car, about this or that? Or do we speak about that, what the Lord has done for us? Brothers, sisters, this is a very serious word. We should really take it to heart. As when they that feared the Lord spake with one another, the Lord hearkened, and a book of remembrance was written before them. For them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Where are the believers who have fear before him, who have respect before his word, before his name? Yes, one can seek them. There are just a few. Verse 17, and they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my special possession. We are a special possession for the Lord. We are his. He paid the most precious price. He loves you. He loves me. He takes care of us. Blessed are we when we always give him the glory. Oh, brothers, sisters. Then it says, then you shall discern, you shall see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. To serve God, brothers and sisters, this is something very important. And I understood it right away when I consecrated my life to the Lord. Yes, we are obligated to God. We are not living for ourselves anymore, but we live for him, to serve him. And how can we serve him? By serving one another, to be a blessing for one another, for the edifying of each other. As the Lord said, what you did, one of the least of them, this you did unto me. And what you didn't do, this you also didn't do to me. Brothers and sisters, blessed are all who fear God and who serve him. The Son of Righteousness shall rise upon you with healing in his wings. They that fear his name. The Lord has done great things. But we must be serious.
not being fooled by the enemy, but we must give an answer for every word before the Lord. Let us only speak things which are edifying to one another. And then the Lord will write a book of remembrance. Our names are written there. Blessed are all those who are doing. And then the Lord will bless us also tonight. Now I ask Brother Borg to pray with us. Let us pray together. Let us stand up for it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious word which we heard already. We thank you that we can be gathered here at this place under the precious blood. We have sung it in the song. There is power in the blood, overcoming power. By this blood, we have free access into your presence also tonight. We thank you. We glorify your holy name, which you revealed to us. We fear your name, and we give you the glory tonight. Come into our midst. Don't only listen to us, but speak yourself to our hearts by your word. Lay your word upon the lips of our brother. Lead him by the power of your Holy Spirit. Let the anointing come upon all of us. Glorify thyself, thy name. Confirm thy word in our midst. Lord, we are not looking on ourselves. We are looking upon you. You have given promises, and you want to fulfill every promise. If they are sick in our midst tonight, then please stretch forth thine hand for healing. Let signs and miracles take place in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of thy holy name tonight. Have thine own way with all of us. Strengthen us by that what we will hear tonight. We thank you and we glorify thy holy name. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. To the faithful God be the thanks with all our hearts that we can come together in this way from all over Europe,
aus den USA,
from the USA,
aus den afrikanischen Ländern,
from the African countries,
und alle, die angeschlossen
and all
sind,
who are joining us online,
hören,
and all who are listening now,
sehen,
and all who are watching.
Die Grußmeldungen
we have heard gehört. The
Bitte
words of greeting. Please have patience when they are read to you. The brothers, they have a right that we acknowledge that they are joined with God and with us, and that they are also listening and that they appreciate the word of God, that they believe it and receive it. Then, just briefly, I have to give you greetings from Brother Cecil from Pretoria, Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, Dr. Mbie, our Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland is greeting with Psalms 119, verse 49 to 50. Brother Jacques from Abidjan, Brother Kasadi from Lubumbashi, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Trispel from Oberhausen, Brother Jürgen, South America, Brother Nyagi, Nairobi, Brother Mwamba, Australia. We are really joined and grateful that the last message is reaching the ends of the earth. Now, just briefly, coming to the report of my last missionary trip, it always gets a bit more difficult in this age. All the night flights and the time differences to Lima, Peru, there are 7 hours time difference. One comes from the day into the night and from the night into the day. But the Lord God has given grace, and once again He gave grace that the word not only was preached in the meetings, but also on the TV, there was given the opportunity to preach the precious and holy word of God to all of the nation. To the Lord be the thanks for it. Then we have good news. Brother Daniel from Romania, he reported what God has done there. Also in the large meeting in Constanza. And just think of it. The Turkish journalist, a Muslim, who for the first time was in a meeting like this, he was the first among those who were baptized. It's just mighty. The word of the Lord finds entrance in them who understand in the moment that God speaks to them through His word. We have a good report of Brother Daniel. We are very grateful also for all the other reports. Today there's a brother. One moment, from Denver, Colorado, USA, in our midst. And special greetings I would like to send to our brother Joseph in Atlanta with all my heart. He was really counting on it that I would travel in November to the USA on the biggest public holiday which there is in the USA, that I would come to Atlanta. And probably it was not possible because I would return I would return from my trip to from Bahrain. I should travel on Wednesday morning again. It was just not possible. And I hope the brothers will understand it. We just understand that all who are touched by God and all who received the revelation of Jesus Christ, also the admonitions which we heard, really everything touches our hearts. Now, before we come to the Reformation, before we go into it with great pain, I would like to give you an experience from the 12th of October, 1976. Let me mention this briefly. You all know Hans and Willy Keck are my old friends. 50 years ago, I was preaching there. At the time, they were still in the apprenticeship, but they received the word of the Lord. And Brother Hans Keck, he gave me a report which he took out from the internet of my trip in October 1976. Here it's about the flight from Bombay to Madras, flight number so-and-so, departing time so-and-so, and then you all know what happened. At around 10 o'clock, shortly before 10, I fetched my ticket. All the meetings were arranged. And with the ticket, I came into the little office, Lech Street number 7. I entered the room and I stood before the table. I just wanted to sit down. And as you hear my voice now, my servant, cancel the trip to India. Every time it goes through my bones. And what did I do? I sat into my car and I drove to a forest. I got out of my car. I went up and down and I said, Lord, the meetings are arranged. They are announced. Can I not fly? That's how a human being is. That's how a human being is. But then it happened. By the grace of God, for the second time, I entered this little office. I returned there. Brother Schmidt, Brother Borg, you all know this little office. As you hear my voice, even with the more force, my servant, cancel the trip to India. But then I knew what I had to do. I wrote telegrams, trip cancelled, letter follows. To the Lord God be the thanks. My time was not yet come at that point of time. We are just so grateful also for such direct leadings and instructions and protections which the Lord has given by His grace. Then, coming to that, what is happening in our country, the whole year through, in all newspapers, in all programs, Jubilee, 500 years of Reformation, brothers and sisters, it really tears one's heart that all are again returning into the bosom of the Mother's Church. Also all the fellowships which came up since the Reformation, all the denominations are returning. Why? Why? Because they have taken over the Nicene Creed, which is called the Apostolic Creed. And you can go from church to church. Everywhere, the so-called Apostolic Creed is the foundation of their faith. And it's written in the constitution of their denomination. But this is not what the apostles left to us in the name of the Lord. In the year 325, there were people who had no idea of God, who didn't know the Old Testament at all, who were writing down the heathen fantasies. I think of Arius in a special way. Arius, forget it. Because of one misunderstanding, he was referring to the scripture from James. God cannot be tempted, and he does not tempt anyone. And then this Arius took the temptation of our Lord. He compared the temptation of our Lord, and he said, how can he be of a divine origin when he was tempted in such a way? If it is written, God cannot be tempted. What are arguments? Arguments are of Satan. God is in his word. Our Lord became man, and all the trials and all the temptations he took, he had to go through them so that he can become a faithful high priest. And then came Athanasius with his things, that the Son was begotten by the Father in eternity and born. Both is totally unbiblical. And just think of it. All the fellowships who came up since the Reformation up to the Pentecostal movement, and take all the charismatics, they have only one complaint of Brother Branham, because he rejected the Trinity doctrine, which all the churches and denominations believe. Just think of it. Just think of it for one moment. Even the people who speak in tongues, who prophesy, who pray for the sick, but who have no revelation by the Spirit of God. What then? What then? Brothers and sisters, let us appreciate with all our hearts, and let us thank God for the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And just to mention this also, every scripture was misused. Their own doctrines are just decorated with scriptures. And if one reads all these headlines, with even the photo from the Vatican, with all, here, the one of the Protestant church and the Pope all are hugging each other, all are asking for forgiveness, and all are returning. And even in the magazine, Idea Spectrum, here in this edition, the adoration of Mary, putting it into the center, and nevertheless, the question is here, could there have been one appearance of Mary? Not one appearance. Mary fulfilled her task, the highest task which can be fulfilled on the earth, because of the promise. Isaiah 7 verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And the scripture was fulfilled. The Son of God was born. And as written in Psalms 22, verse 23, thou hast laid me into my mother's bosom. When we think of all the promises and prophecies which speak of our Savior, of His birth, of His ministry, of everything, it was written in the Old Testament. How can then somebody claim the Son was already born and begotten in eternity? The scripture says, today, thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee. Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, God has given us grace to believe every word of God. Although in our songs it was mainly about the blood which was shed for us, why is it about the blood? Why? The original sin took place in the body of flesh and blood, and the life of the body is in the blood. And so our Lord had to become man for the sake of man, to shed his holy and precious blood, so that the life which was in the blood, that it came upon us as the believers, coming back on us. And therefore we read in the Epistle of John, chapter 5, there are three that bear witness: the word, the water, and the blood. Brothers and sisters, be grateful for the precious and holy word of God. Grateful that He has taken us out from all Babylonian captivity. What good was it if Luther in 1520 wrote a brochure coming out from the Babylonian captivity, if one nevertheless remains in it? But the Reformation was necessary so that the breakthrough comes. Namely, otherwise all the other revivals could not have taken place. And in every age, God had a harvest, and all who heard the preached word in their time, they were justified before God. And this applies also for our time. Today, it's not enough to believe what Wesley preached or somebody else preached, but to believe every word of God. And The perfect restoration is therein that God brought us back to the beginning. And Brother Branham, who had a divine call, this distinguishes Brother Branham from all the others who became world known and who came on the scene. This distinguishes him as a man sent from God to bring us back to God, back to the Word, so that the church at the end is just as she was at the beginning. Now, also the place, also this place was misunderstood by the churches. Matthew 16, the Lord said, I will build my church. Of course, not a Catholic church, not an Anglican church, not a church here and there. I will build my church. And here, by one spirit, the blood-bought flock was baptized into one body. And this is the one living church of the living God. And then the falsification with a statement of our Lord, upon this rock I will build my church. And then the doctrine that the church was built upon Peter, and that the popes were the successors of Peter. You cannot imagine what goes on in me. Billions of people from their birth up to their death are lied to, are misled. And then, yeah, may God have mercy that the calling out, ye my people, come out and be ye separate, that this last divine message is being heard in all peoples and tongues, in all churches, in all fellowships, that all who are ordained for eternal life, that they believe on Jesus Christ. Of course, not believing in a church or in their, or not in Mary or the many saints. The Lord only meant living saints and not dead saints. And all the Beatitudes are only addressed to the living ones. Paul never canonized or beatified anyone. Peter, Paul, James, none of them. Brothers, sisters, it really tears one's heart. And then they're celebrating. The end is here. Hugging is here, as if God would have done nothing. And yet God has done great things in the course of the 500 years. And we also experienced partly the Pentecostal revival. And then, of course, we found grace in the sight of God to get the connection to that, what He, the Almighty God, has ordained and promised for our time. And Brother Miskis, he read it already from Malachi. Then you will see the difference between him who serves God and between him who serves him not. Then it will be manifested. Then it will be manifested. All these verses are written. Some Bibles have four chapters.
Bei uns ist es ja immer noch Kapitel 3.
Ja.
Beginnt ja mit unserem Vers 19, Kapitel 4.
Chapter 4 ist, ja.
Worum es
But we see what's all about.
Dass der Herr
that the Lord, by grace,
all
who fear his name, tell me, was there ever a time period in which the name of our Lord, which is above every name, was so highly praised and exalted as in our time? God has just given grace that this name, in which is all salvation, this name we recognized. There is no other name under heaven given to men but only this redemption name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which God Himself revealed Himself as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. Just very mighty. Being led by God into the most holy place. And recently we read it here from Exodus and also from Deuteronomy that the Lord spoke from the Ark of the Covenant, Exodus 25. You can read it. And brothers and sisters, the veil in the temple was torn. The way is free. But the Lord doesn't speak in the outer court or not in the inner court, but the Lord speaks even today from the Ark of the Covenant. We're just so grateful with all our hearts. Grateful that the Lord has led it in such a way. Here, Exodus 25. Exodus 25. Verse 21. Exodus 25. Verse 21. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark. And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee. There I will speak with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony. Of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Not somewhere, but there, where the word was, where the blood was applied on the Ark of the Covenant, where the cherubims looked at each other and covering the ark, and between the cherubims, the Lord God spoke with Moses. Brothers and sisters, what did Joshua do? He took the Ark of the Covenant, the revealed word with all the promises which God had given, and with the people of God, he crossed the River Jordan, entering the promised land. What are we doing in this time? God confirmed the new covenant. It was manifested. What our Lord said, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant. And so we thank the Lord, our God, for the privilege that we're not running after fables, but that we rejoice over that what God has done in Christ Jesus our Lord. And to speak with Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the man of God, he once again spoke of his commission. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the well-known word of the reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 9, here we read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Here we read, perhaps from verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. If one died for all, then we're all dead. Verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Our life was purchased. We are not belonging to ourselves anymore. We are belonging to the Lord. Then it continues in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Blessed and praised be our Lord. May it become true with young and old. I want that all the young people, that all who are under the sound of the Word of God, that they personally make their experiences of salvation with our Lord and Savior, that all call upon the name of the Lord, that they get saved, that all pray for forgiveness, that all make their own personal experiences of salvation with our Lord and Savior. Since the days of Reformation, justification was preached as the main thing. But where's the experience to be justified by faith? Not just justification, which hangs in the air as a doctrine, but being justified by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And then, verse 18, we read, and all this is the work of God. It's the work of God who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. And then Paul brings it to the point in the next two verses, verse 19 and 20. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Then verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. If we go to Hebrews, but firstly we go to Romans. Romans chapter 5. And brothers and sisters, also this belongs to it. Not just to hear the end time message, but the full gospel, the full salvation must be preached. End time message is teaching, and the understanding of the plan of salvation of God, but conversion is a personal experience. The new birth is a personal experience of salvation. Only then, if we make our personal experiences with our Lord, then can only be fulfilled, teach all nations. And then it comes to fulfillment, they all shall be taught by God. No one has to teach his brother anymore. All will be taught by God. But as we said before, it just belongs to it. Psalms 50. Gather me, my people, that they hear my words. Also the word of reconciliation, of the forgiveness, that we start with the ABC of the faith. Not speaking of wonderful revelations, but making the beginning with our Lord and Savior by His grace. And there it's written, in every chapter, the counsel of God was set forth. And in particular here, in Romans chapter 5, very mighty. Here it's written, verse 5, Romans 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given unto us. It just belongs to it. Verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It continues and it continues. As sin, verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And then we read in verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many.
Jesus Christus, es recht an den vielen überreich erwiesen.
Amen. Here our beloved Lord is shown as a human being who shed his blood, who was a man who could die. God cannot die. But here, our Lord is shown in the plan of redemption, as by the first man, Adam, all were given over to death. All who were separated from God, given over to destruction. So by one man and by one offering of our Lord, the sacrifice was given. And by grace, we are free. I read today, when the Lord says, then it says, I came down from heaven. This he says as Lord. Why? Lord he was already in heaven. Lord he was already in the Garden of Eden. Lord he was when he spoke with Abraham. Lord was he as Lord. He came down. But as son he was born. And then he could say, he who sent me. This he doesn't say as Lord. This he says as son. As son. He who sent me. I tell you, I rejoice always when I read in the Holy Scripture. Also about that, that our Lord said, all this I spake with you in parables. And then, this is written in Matthew 13. And then in John 16, henceforth I will not speak to you in parables anymore, but I will show you everything from the Father. Brothers and sisters, not in parables, but by revelation, the Lord opened unto us the understanding of the parables. He opened to us also all the examples of bride and bridegroom, all the scriptures in the book of Revelation, everything speaking in parables. And then he revealed by the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, we are living in that time in which the Ark of the Covenant is open. Everything what was hidden was revealed. And if we go back to Malachi, on that day, my people shall be a special possession, a jewel. One will see the difference. We don't belong anywhere. We don't belong to this or to that denomination. But we are the Lord's possession. And we know he sent the last message to bring us back to the beginning. I will build my church. And he will complete his church. And as Brother Branham said so nicely, from this last church, the overcomers, the bride will come forth, the bride of the Lamb. Also, in this regard, just wonderful how everything was put in a order in the Holy Scripture. behold, the bridegroom cometh. Not behold, the Lord cometh, or behold, the Son of Man cometh. These are other connections. When he comes as the Son of Man, when he comes as Lord, as King, these are other comings. But we are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ as he promised to us. And here, I really, in every meeting, if God gives grace, I must come back to Luke chapter 1. The ministry of John the Baptist was therein to prepare the hearts of the fathers, the hearts of the children of Israel back to the Lord God. Luke 1, 16-17. And to prepare a people well-pleasing to the Lord. This is the purpose of the last message which God has given to us, that to the Lord a well-prepared people is brought before the Lord. Ye, my people, not a people, my people. Let me say this here. Beloved brothers and sisters, we are here, gathered from all of Europe and from half of the world. God has given to Abraham the promise, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. Doesn't matter where and what and when. In the plan of salvation of our God, all kindreds, all peoples, all tongues are included. And there's no difference between a Jew and a Greek, as Paul has written. But we are all one in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let never come up a spirit of a party. Let never come up a spirit of a nationality come up. Let the Spirit of God reign in our midst and in the church and in every individual, so that we become one heart and one soul. Also, this I've said before. On the day of Pentecost, there were 17 different nationalities gathered, and they heard the word of God. And now comes the fulfillment that the gospel is preached unto all nations for a witness. And when it is preached to all nations and races for a witness, then the Lord will call out from all races, from all nations, from all tongues, and we will hear his voice. And let us say it once again. We will have no spirit of nationalities, but we will have the Spirit of God. Gather ye my people, that they hear my words. All who made the covenant with me by sacrifice, who confirmed that God made a covenant with us, and so that we accepted and received this covenant. For a covenant, for a contract, belong at least two. One cannot make a contract alone. God made a covenant with all the promises with us, and we are the people of the new covenant. There are so many scriptures, also here in Romans. In the last time, we spoke about that, what is written in Romans chapter 10. We time and again emphasized it. Romans 10, verse 9, 10 and 11. Verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Brothers and sisters, we put our trust, of course, not in us, but only on the Lord who redeemed us, who ordained us to have found grace in the sight of God in this time, and to hearken to that what he promised for this last period of time. And let us say this once again. All, also all the Pentecostal movements, all are bypassing the promise which the Lord gave for our time. Brothers and sisters, we notice what grace is, what election is, what predestination is. God knew everything beforehand. He knew who would accept and who would reject. God knew everything beforehand. And we put our trust in the Lord. And time and again, it must be said and mentioned anew that Brother Branham had a commission in the plan of salvation of God. John the Baptist didn't have a commission for a local church. He had to make the bridge from the Old to the New Testament. And now again a bridge had to be made, that the church at the end comes back to the beginning, to the same foundation, to the same doctrine. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And also this we said before. You can read it in the Catechism. All churches are using the scripture from Ephesians chapter 4. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And they mean with it their triune baptism. But the Bible means the biblical baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we just go back to the Word of God. If it is written here, one Lord, then we know Jesus Christ is the Lord. And if it is written, one faith, then we know that God has given us this one faith of which James wrote, and also Jude, let us contend for the faith once for all delivered unto the saints. The faith in God, the faith in every word of God. One baptism, then honestly, one has to go back. How did Peter baptize? How did Philip baptize? In Jerusalem, in Samaria, in the house of Cornelius. How was it baptized there? One has to go back to the Bible, not just claiming things and putting it there where they don't belong at all. This really, it hurts. It hurts if all the false doctrines are then decorated with scriptures. Then really, I have no breath anymore. And really, it's really made in all the denominations, from the first to the last. Let us always thank God anew that we really were brought back to the beginning, and it will be fulfilled also with us. Not one of us will be ashamed. Not one. No, not one will be left behind, whoever has put his trust in the Lord. Not one. Who believes the promise before the Lord. Yes, whoever believes this promise, he will be part of it when the Lord returns. Because he himself is the carrier of the promise. The promise is in our hearts. And we know what the Lord said. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. And then, once again, what Brother Branham was told from the supernatural light and cloud, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Now we have found some more places where it's not only says the message will forerun the second coming of Christ, but the words in all the world, in all the world. And when I heard it and when I read it up, then I underlined it. Not only that the message will forerun, but that the last message would forerun in all the world. Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. And by grace, we can experience and witness it, that the last message is reaching the ends of the earth. Today, I've seen the brochures again in the Armenian language, in the various languages on the earth. Everything is printed. Also the sermons of Brother Branham. It's just so mighty that God takes care for everything, that the last message is not only forerunning his coming, but it's reaching the ends of the earth, forerunning his coming. And we believe this divine sending and commission, because it is based upon the Word of God, promised in the Word of God. I send you the prophet Elijah. And God has chosen Elijah. Why? We can all read the story. Also in that time, there were 400 prophets and preachers, and all were prophesying. And then came Elijah. And Elijah, he had the word of the Lord. All the others, they were prophesying of their own. But the man of God, the true prophet, had the true word of God. And he rebuilt the altar. And he brought back the people, he brought them back to God. Let us summarize what we looked at tonight. It's just about that we make the right beginning with our Lord, making our personal experiences of salvation, that we really find grace in the sight of God. And here especially, all the young people I would like to address, please please receive this offer of grace. Also the young people, they are all exposed for the temptations. They need the Lord in their professions, in school, everywhere. And today we may call out loudly, no one who has put his trust and confidence in the Lord shall be put to shame. Not one. Today we may proclaim loudly, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today we may proclaim the full salvation, and we may believe it with all our hearts. What and how the scripture says it. Everything concerning the ministry of Brother Branham. Such a ministry never existed on the earth since the days of our Lord. And to him it was really told, the same ministry which our Lord had to the Jews and to the Samaritans, the same ministry repeats now in all peoples, tongues and nations, for a witness, namely that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Time and again, I listened to the sermons of Brother Branham on my missionary trips. And if one then sees how the Spirit of God was leading him, guiding him, also in the last sermon which I heard, he's in the midst of the sermon, and then he says, here a sister is sitting, she has this and that sickness and comes from here and there, and continues, there is a brother, just in the preaching, you don't even notice the transmission. He was living in both realms. In both realms, he was under the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's very mighty. It's humanly not understandable. This only God could do by the Holy Spirit, by a direct inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, every time I'm really overwhelmed anew when I hear the ministry of Brother Branham on the tapes, how the Lord confirmed everything on the spot, and he could say, did I ever tell you what was not correct in the name of the Lord? Everything what God revealed him was 100% correct. We are just so grateful that the Lord found a vessel, a tool, a vessel which he could fill in this prophetic age, sending a prophet. And now all these years passed since his going home, and the word of the Lord, the last message, reached the ends of the earth. Just be grateful. What would our Lord say today? Today, this, what was said and what was announced, is fulfilled before your eyes. Today, Matthew 24:14 is fulfilled before your eyes. Today, Malachi is fulfilled before your eyes. Today, that what our Lord said in Matthew 17:11, in Mark 9:12, it is fulfilled before our eyes. We recognized that God fulfilled his word, sending a prophet. Brothers and sisters, that the Lord has given us this grace to believe, to receive, and to accept, and to get the preached word revealed. Just think of it, just briefly, before we close. Just think of it. Who would have known what happened in the Garden of Eden? Who? It had to be a prophet who could say, the angel of the Lord stood in my room and spoke. He told me what happened in the morning and what happened in the afternoon in the Garden of Eden. Brothers and sisters, God had a prophet in our time, a man after the heart of God, a man sent from God. And I was present in some meetings, be it here in Germany or here or there in the USA. I had the grace and the opportunity to witness this ministry personally, to experience it. Also this, I've said it here before, a couple of times, of that what happened in the city of Karlsruhe. Now just briefly, it has a meaning for me that God, to me, the most simple man on the earth, he has given me the grace to witness, to hear, and to experience what happened there. When Brother Branham prayed for the daddy of his translator, and he said, I see the ocean, I see New York, I see the skyscrapers, I see the many cars. You are coming from New York, you are a preacher in the Church of God, and you were sent to Germany as a missionary trip. And then one sits there, one looks at it, one hears it. And to the man of God, the details were revealed. And then at the end, you are the daddy of my interpreter. Just think of it. Never in his life he saw him. Never he heard it. But God really used our beloved brother in an extraordinary way. And for this we are grateful. He was sent with the last word message. And this last word message, which brought us back to the beginning, belongs to the foundation. This message we preach in all the world. And all who have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, they will hear it. Once again, the word to all. All who need the salvation of the souls, all who need forgiveness of sins, all who need this personal experience of salvation, all who didn't make it yet, brothers and sisters, I tell you honestly, I spoke it out loudly today. I said, Lord, let it happen that all on whom we lay hands on all, for that all receive for what he asks for, that the sinner is saved, that the sick is healed, that what God promised in his word, that it takes place and becomes a reality before our eyes, that we preach salvation, and that the salvation is experienced, that we preach deliverance, and that the deliverance is experienced, whatever bounds people. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. No one needs to be enslaved. Everyone can receive deliverance. Also this I said in my prayer before the Lord. I said, Lord, let it take place. Let it take place. That to everyone on whom we lay hands on, that everyone is healed. Because it's written. It's written. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's the promise. And Brother Branham, he said it. He emphasized it in one sermon. He overemphasized it. He said that we may believe God and that what He promised in His Word took place already. We just need to speak it out. And then it must be there. Just as the Lord spoke things into existence. Also today, may the word not return void, but may all make their decision for the Lord. And all the newcomers, may they believe with all their hearts that we are now living in the last period before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord, and that the last call goes forth into all the world. And whoever is of God hears God's word. This our Redeemer said in John chapter 8, he said, and to the scribes and Pharisees, he said, you are not of God because you don't hear the word of God. And then he who is of God heareth the words of God. May every word of God become precious to us. We as the people of God are coming together, together with all the believing church worldwide. We are joined with one another. Our brother from Kolwezi, after the last weekend, he phoned and he said, Brother Frank, around 6,000 were gathered to hear the word. Yesterday, he called again and he said, from more than 500 kilometers, the believers are coming to witness the sermon on large screens. God has sent a hunger to hear the words of God. And by grace, we have this hunger. And no one who puts his trust in the Lord, no one will be put to shame. No one will be ashamed. God's word does never return void. And once again, the thought of the completion of the Reformation. On one hand, back into the mother's bosom, and on the other hand, we see how God was leading through the various revivals in the course of the 500 years. He was working, leading deeper and deeper into the Word, up to the Pentecostal revival, and then making the completion with us, making it with us now by His grace. That we are not only filled with the Holy Spirit, but that we are led into all the truth by the Holy Spirit, being delivered by every false doctrine, delivered from every error, and then being sanctified by the word of truth. So we thank the Lord for His faithfulness also on this day. To Him, our God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. I would like it best
If the singers would sing the song back to the Bible, back to the Bible, will they sing it today or tomorrow? Returning to the Bible, back to the beginning, back to God, so that all our hearts are joined with God. Really, brothers and sisters, this is the hour of truth. Blessed is he. Shall the choir come? Yes, yes, may they come. So that we just becoming grateful, back to the Bible, back to the original word, back to the foundation which was laid by the apostles and prophets in the name of the Lord, back to the Bible, to the right conversion, back to the new birth, back to the spirit baptism, back to the Bible, back to the biblical experiences by the grace of our God. May God bless all, especially the young people. You can all tune in silently. Back to the Bible, back to the city of God. Oh, what a bliss! Calls his own. Follow his voice, even today.
Wieder zurück zu der Mitte.
Amen.
Soll ich dazu? Ja. Ihr seid im Frieden entlassen.
Yes, you are dismissed in peace. Dankeschön. Thank you.
Was haben wir? Und ich wünschte, dass jemand
and I wished that somebody would listen, somebody would read
wie oft Bruder Brenham,
how often Brother Brenham used the scripture from Zechariah 14, verse 7. Zechariah 14, verse 7. There shall, it will be one day, 14, verse 7. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Brothers and sisters, what shall we say to it? One more request. One request I have still. If, especially young people, and also others, if there are some in our midst who have not yet consecrated their lives to the Lord, please come now to the front. We will pray for you. And we sing in this time, Just As I Am. Let us sing, and whoever would like to come shall come. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Once again. We will pray by faith, and we will receive by faith whatever we ask for. May God bless especially our brother from Poland here. Many years ago, Brother Detlef Menard gave him a brochure into his hand, and God was merciful to him. And after many years, he comes always to the meetings. Brothers and sisters, we are coming to the Lord, and whoever comes to him, he cannot cast out. It's impossible. It's impossible. All who come to him, he receives them. He accepts them. For thus it is written. Also you, young people, just look here. In the next year, it will be 70 years ago when I dedicated my life to the Lord. Also as a youth, I went to a tent meeting and the word touched me. In the next year, it will be 70 years ago when I consecrated my life to the Lord as a youth. Brothers and sisters, also you, young people, what is a life lived without the Lord? We have to make our professions, yes, not not becoming a stumbling block anywhere, just standing out by being diligent, by being on time at work, and so forth. And then the boss one day will ask you, "Huh, what is with you? What is with you?" And then you can answer with a few words that you are a believer. May this day, which the Lord has made for all of you, and I tell you, we not only invited, the Lord called you. The Lord invited, and we are coming to Him. We receive forgiveness and salvation and reconciliation. We receive and accept everything, and we experience it today. Accept it by faith and thank the Lord for your salvation, for your deliverance, for your redemption, which He has given to you by grace. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us sing it, and then we will pray. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Pray, believe, and receive. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, with all our hearts we thank you for this hour, for that what is happening right now here. You have given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, and we preach the forgiveness of sins by the blood of the Lamb. We preach the peace with God by Jesus Christ our Lord. We preach the deliverance from all bondages, from everything what Satan torments you. We preach deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Receive it, accept it, experience it, and thank the Lord for it with all your heart and with all your soul. For thus it is written, he who comes to him, him he will in no wise cast out. No, he called you. Come unto me, all ye. Come unto me. And we have come to him. Hallelujah. Beloved Lord, we thank you with all our hearts for the forgiveness, for the deliverance, and for the redemption, and for the reconciliation. To you, our Lord and Savior, be the glory, be the praise, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you receive it by faith? Say amen. We are coming to the end. Then we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace, for the privilege, great God, that we still have this place which you have given us, but not only for us, but all who we are coming, all who are opening their hearts. We thank you that we can live in this time in which you have put your word upon the lampstand, back to the beginning, back to that what you promised, O God. We thank you that your word has not returned void, but it has accomplished for what you have sent it for. We have the witnesses here before us who received your word. My God, touch every heart. Lay your hands upon them. You have the fullness of grace. Please be merciful to us. Be merciful to all who have listened and watched. O God, you alone can see everything. You know everything. Once again, I ask you, receive the adoration and the worship. Thank you that you speak to us. We heard it today, that the faith was once delivered for the saints. Help us to give you the praise and the worship, and to stand in this world as your witnesses. To you be the praise. Amen. Please, take it into your hearts. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Thus it is written, and thus it happened today. I would like to shake hands with each one of you, wishing you God's blessing. God bless you. God bless you. According to our faith, it happened. Let us sing.
Glauben ist geschehen.
Gewissen flee. The mountains must flee when the children of God walk forward. Forward in the faith with the Savior. Let us sing a chorus. They come from the east and west.
They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. there to sing forever of His saving grace in the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.